When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello. Today's story is called The Good, the Bad, and the Spooky by Jory John. And this is, there's a little sunflower seed, and he says, I'm in a bad mood. A bad mood. Oh, yeah, it's true. You want to know why I'm feeling so crummy right now? Huh? Do you? Well, it's Halloween, which is my favorite holiday. I wait all year long for this very evening. But listen to this. I don't have a costume yet. Look around. Nothing works. What a travesty. Arrgh! I promise I didn't wait until the last minute. I had been thinking about costumes for weeks, and I honestly gave it my best shot. For instance, I've already tried dressing up as a ghost. I can't see! Bonk, he bonks into a tree. And a vampire. I can't talk, because he's got little fake teeth. And a robot. I can't move, he says in his robot costume. Everything looks so uninspiring. It turns out that putting together a perfect original show-stopping costume is basically impossible. Halloween used to be so much fun. My friends and I would all get dressed up together. Oh, the memories. One year, we were a rock and roll band. They were called the Seedles. The next year, we went as our favorite condiments. There's ketchup, mustard, and relish. Oh, and there was a time when we went as a carton of eggs. We were cracking up all night. But things changed, as they often do. Time marched on. We all got a little older, a little more independent. And I just can't shake the feeling that everybody, and I mean everybody, is going to outdress me this year. After all, I live on a sunflower in a field where everyone takes Halloween very seriously. Very seriously. You have no idea. No idea. See, how do I compete with that? It's a princess fairy seed. And that, it's a cowboy on a horse seed. And that, it's a ladybug, acorn ladybug seed. And what the heck is that? Some sort of dinosaur seed. I just can't stand it. And that's why I'm in a bad mood. A bad mood with a bad attitude. Sheesh. There's only one thing I can think of that will even things out. I need to trick everybody into thinking Halloween has been postponed until tomorrow night. Yeah, then I'll have a bit more time to get my costume together. Excuse me, out of my way, please. Coming through. Pardon me. Seed on a mission here. Attention, everybody. Let's see. There's a big thunderstorm on the way. That's right, a storm. And also, a herd of seed-eating squirrels is racing toward us. Yikes, watch out, squirrels in rain and thunder. Not a good combination. So for your own safety, please head home this instant. We'll resume Halloween tomorrow night. Oh gosh, that sounds spooky. Bummer. There, that should do it. No more competition, no more hurt feelings, and more importantly, no more costumes. What a relief. I beg your pardon, says the seed. It's just as a cat, and then he's holding the hands of a seed dressed as a little doggy. Yes, what is it? If I may be so bold, it seems like you're not enjoying yourself this evening. As a fellow seed, in fact, as a pumpkin seed, I know all about the pressures of Halloween. But listen, Halloween is more than costumes, is about more than costumes and candy, Mr. Seed. It's about crunching through the autumn leaves. It's about decorations. It's about togetherness. And it's about community. Look around. This is supposed to be fun. But, says our little angry seed, nobody really cares what you're wearing. We're just here to have a good time. Look at us. We've made these costumes in about 5 minutes and we're having a blast. Just something to think about. Goodbye, Mr. Seed. Sheesh, says Mr. Seed. Is it possible that I've overreacted? Have I made too big of a deal out of something trivial? I suppose I've been taking my bad mood out on everybody else today. Maybe nobody's really paying attention to my costume. Perhaps Halloween doesn't need to be a competition after all. Huh. I've made a big mistake. Gulp. but maybe it's not too late. Attention, everybody! Me again, and I have good news. There's no storm after all, and there are no squirrels barreling toward us. That was a big trick, get it? Ha ha ha! Halloween's back on. You may continue getting treats now. Yay! Hooray! It's candy time. Ahem, I've made a big decision, says Mr. C. I'm going to worry less about things that don't really matter. Not just on Halloween, but on other days too. I just needed somebody to talk some sense into me. Now I'm not in such a bad mood anymore, and I don't have such a bad attitude anymore. As for my costume, well, I'll figure something out. Later that same Halloween evening. Hello again. Check it out. I'm a squirrel. Pretty spooky, right? Boo! And, if you'd have some space, I'd love to join you. And our little Mr. Seed has dressed up as a squirrel with a little brown paper bag on his head. And the little cat Seed says, of course, you see, it doesn't take much to have a good time on Halloween. Whee! And now everybody's having so much fun. Well, Mr. Seed, I'm glad you finally got into the spirit of Halloween. And we haven't even gotten to the best part of the night yet. Take a look around. Everyone's so dressed up, and there's even a spooky corn maze. Wow, now this is a treat for everybody. He's on a Ferris wheel now. Indeed, Mr. Seed, indeed. Happy Halloween to us all. And that is the end.